Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business Weekly Podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. For this special year-ending edition of the Business Cast, we are talking with our eighth dean of the Darden School of Business, Charles C. Abbott Professor of Business Administration and Distinguished Professor of Business Administration, Robert F. Bruner. Thank you very much for your time today. We're so glad that you're here with us.
I'm delighted to join you.
Well, we're closing out a momentous year for the Darden School. Can you take us back for a look at 2010 and give us a glimpse of the year in review?
2010 has been a wonderful year for the Darden School. The highlights would be we admitted a wonderful new class of 2012. In many respects, the strongest class in the school's history. No offense to previous graduating classes, but average age of 28, excellent geographic distribution around the United States and around the world, strengthening diversity of the class in so many important dimensions, and very strong academic potential. In 2010, we also experienced a relatively strong placement result for our students. As of graduation, 77% of our MBA students had offers, and by 90 days after, 89% had jobs. This places us in the top quintile of our peer group of MBA schools. We drew onto our faculty three new faculty members, all came from excellent doctoral programs and show very strong potential as teachers and researchers. On September 18th, I announced in Shanghai, China, our intention to launch a global executive MBA program. We'll admit the first class, the entering class, in August of this next year. This global executive MBA program, or GEMBA as we call it, will spread Darden's brand around the world and truly create teaching materials and insights that we can bring in to our flagship residential MBA program here in Charlottesville. Needless to say, we're continuing to innovate very, very actively in our current programs. In our full-time MBA program, we instituted some 18 innovations, prototypes, experiments, and projects, all of which are aimed at continuing to raise our game. Business Week, among other rankings, acknowledged Darden as the number one teaching school in the universe. We want to hang on to that laurel. And the way to do that is to continue to stretch our own selves in terms of quality of program, new approaches, new materials, and the like. We've had other great rankings results, but across the board, I would tell you that the news is good. Darden is growing in stature. It feels that the school is headed in the right direction and has wonderful momentum.
Yes. And so much of the good news did come to us or filter in during this fall semester. Let's talk a little bit more about GEMBA, for example, announced earlier in the fall. What made this time the right time for Darden to launch the program?
First and foremost, business itself is global in nature. You may think that your competitor is a firm across town or on the other side of the state, but the reality increasingly is that your competitor is a firm somewhere on the other side of the world. We need to graduate MBAs who are globally competent and globally confident. This means that we need to bring into our classrooms new teaching materials and perspectives that will help our MBAs excel at the work they need to do professionally. The GEMBA is a great concept, by the way. I would like you to hold in your mind the words of Ernest Hemingway. He said, "Life is a movable feast." And so I like to think of this GEMBA program as a movable feast globally. It will deliver segments of the program in countries such as China, India, Brazil, somewhere in the European Union, possibly France, possibly Germany. Certainly, we'll hold part of the instructional experience in Washington, D.C., and part here at Mr. Jefferson's Academical Village, the North Grounds of the University of Virginia. I tell you this to say that our program will be very different from virtually all other so-called global executive MBA programs in that we're not rooted to a bricks and mortar strategy of building campuses and buildings and facilities in various remote locations. We want to take our students where the action is, and almost by definition, the action will continue to change over time. This flexibility, we think, will make this a top-rated executive MBA program on the global scale.
I like the term, a movable feast. What has been the national and international reaction to our sharing of the feast, if you will?
Our alumni have been almost uniform in praise of our announcement. Not merely our alumni outside of the United States, but also many alumni within. And I believe that this recognition, this very positive response on their part, stems from their acknowledgement of the reality that to be professionally trained in management is to be professionally aware of the global scene. And truly, we will graduate people who will have impact and of whom we will be proud as teachers and alumni if those people are globally confident and globally competent.
And how will this program transform Darden?
The program will transform Darden in lots of ways. First of all, we'll have to write new case studies to reflect the truly global and internationally numerous local business settings that a manager is likely to face. These case studies will be used in the Gemba program, but also we'll use them here in our executive education programs, in our flagship MBA program. Our faculty will travel more. They will grow more worldly wise themselves. We'll develop closer relations with the very best corporations around the world. And I think this is what our alumni and constituents of the school should expect of a very highly regarded business school, is that we should have the very best relations with the global business community. So the Gemba will not merely be a wonderful new program on its own, but it'll truly enrich our academical village here in Charlottesville and all that we do.
Absolutely. And how will those same factors transform those great future business minds that the program is seeking?
So many applicants and admitted students come to the Darden School rich in ambition, rich in energy, but wanting and, in fact, hungering for awareness and knowledge of how the world really works. As the United States and, in fact, all countries have discovered over the past decade, we do very little now without reference to the global scene, the global economy, the competitive dynamics of industries formerly thought to be local or national in scope, but now understood to be truly global. We will help to transform these students who come to us into players who are aware of different cultures, different customs, different eating habits, different entertainment appetites, different family customs, and the like, all of which can only sharpen the effectiveness and impact of our own graduates.
And they certainly sound like things that also inspire confidence in Darden, in Darden's program itself. And it certainly seems as if other constituents have that same level of confidence in Darden. When you take a look at the ranking news, at first the news came from The Economist that Darden ranked 7th in the U.S., and the good news just seemed to keep coming in after that. To what do you attribute these honors?
The world is acknowledging how important is the instructional experience, the student's own learning experience on various business school campuses. Here at the Darden School, we embrace a philosophy of student-centered learning. Student-centered learning is very different from teacher-centered learning, where the expert walks into the classroom and talks at the students for hours on end and eventually gives an exam and walks out to grade the exams. In the case of student-centered learning, the professor doesn't expound. The professor begins from an understanding of where the student is. The professor is student-centered and then builds on that understanding of where the students are a set of experiences aimed at stretching and enriching and strengthening those students. So truly, the professor needs to be very flexible, adroit, agile in responding to every single different student he or she encounters. We now know that excellent students around the world expect nothing less. They want to be met on their terms. They want to be challenged. They want to be stretched. They don't expect at Darden a country club kind of experience or a passive, easygoing time. They come to us because they understand we are a very rigorous MBA program and we're rather proud of it. But we go out of our way as a faculty and professional staff to meet the students where they are. And I think that this student-centered focus is what is at the root of our wonderful rankings results of the past year.
And on such a high note to end on, any final thoughts for the BusinessCast community as we close this year?
From so many of our friends worldwide, I hear the question, so what can I do for Darden? So many people come to me wanting to be part of this wonderful story, this global impact that we're having, the growth and contribution to a new generation of leaders who will go into business, certainly, maybe not-for-profits, maybe governments, maybe the military, maybe all walks of life. But so many of our friends want to know what they can do to help this wonderful story. I could point to our capital campaign and our annual fund, which rely very importantly on the generosity of our extended constituent family. I could point to the need for our relations with top companies and enterprises. I could point to engagement, our need for new case studies and new ideas, work with our faculty, help them understand what's hot, what's going on in respective industries. But more than anything, I would ask our extended family to do one thing, and it is to speak up for Darden. Speak up for Darden. Help the world understand what's special about Darden. If you've had an experience at the Darden School, tell others about it. Tell your classmates. Help classmates become re-engaged in the school. Tell companies. Help them understand what Darden might accomplish for them in the way of training their executives in our short non-degree programs or their managers in our executive MBA programs. And above all, help those very promising candidates in their mid-20s who are considering now possibly applying to business school. Help them understand the special experience at Darden and why it truly does rank number one in Business Week and in so many other kinds of rankings as the world's best teaching school.
A very important directive, one for us all, certainly. Dean Bruner, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Happy holidays, everyone.
And thank you for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next year, have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.